Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. Honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to the podcast. Today I want to talk to you about failure, fear and courage. Stay tuned. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to the show. We've had some feedback over the last couple of shows and it's pretty clear that there's a lot of people doing it tough. There's also been an overriding bit of a consensus there about people that aren't taking the steps forward because they've got some things that are holding them back. And it's really relevant for me at the moment because I just recently launched a brand new project of mine, which is called the Dumb Leaders Handbook, which is over at dumbleaders.com. And we've launched a podcast to go with that. But every time I launch a new project or I do something new, that fear, that vulnerability comes back out. And I'm reminded of the time when I released Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Now, I wrote that book in a range of short stories. For me, I thought the hard thing was actually getting the book together and getting it published, but that wasn't the case. Because when you're writing a book, you're continually confronted by fears. Fears that stop you getting started, the doubt that on who's going to read and benefit from the book. But you tend to push them aside while you're building your masterpiece. And then you work up to this day where you release the book and you're full of pride and it's awesome. And then you see fear take a shot at you again. And I remember distinctly when I launched the book and then the very next day it was like in every single online bookstore retailer. And all around the world, it was in Germany, it was in Japan, it was in Russia. And the book was listed for sale. And I remember those feelings of vulnerability that I had. You know, it was no longer simply something that I was working on. It was no longer something that was simply available to my friends and my followers. It was now on public show. And it made me feel vulnerable and it made me feel exposed. Now, I sat with that for a while at the time of writing the book. But as I said, I just recently launched the Dumb Leaders Handbook. Now, I think it's an amazing better leadership project. But you always have that, you will always have doubt. And if it resonates with the public, it will go well. And if it doesn't resonate, well, it's just another project. But when I was dealing with that fear and that doubt, ultimately it takes courage to move you forward. And I see so many people not start something because they've got that fear that they feel that they're going to fail. But sometimes you need courage. You need courage to start because you need to have courage enough to fail, to fall flat on your face, to lose something precious, to lose what you have. But without starting, you certainly won't succeed. So when we're talking about overcoming those fears and overcoming that fear of failure. You have to be brave enough to fail, because only then can you succeed. You know, fears are strange bedfellows. They really are. They keep us safe in times of genuine need, but they also keep us stuck. They keep us bound. They keep us from reaching too far. They keep us from reaching our potential. And when we start achieving some levels of success, they come again and they try to confound us. But how do we deal with the aspect of fear? The first step is always to know what you want. Being very clear on this enables us to create a desire that builds within us, and it builds commitment and creates drive. Desire brings action and it helps get us moving. Desire and commitment are the first stages of fighting fears, closely followed by awareness. You know, we cover our inability to drive change with lies, excuses, and our amazing capacity to keep ourselves busy, often at the very expense of what we really want to be doing. And often we do this because it's easier to do that than get started on something that we really want to do. And it's all driven because our doubts lead to fears. Now, taking those first steps always takes courage, a courage that comes from a bravery that you may never know you have until you need it, until you use it. It's bravery fueled by desire, commitment to achieve what it is that you want. So in the case of my book, I wanted to write a book, so I started writing. And that simple step by itself took courage. And then I had to finish the book, and that took courage. And then I had to publish the book, and that took courage. You know, awareness helps us keep abreast of our fears and keeps us accountable for the behaviours that we have. Behaviours that may keep us bound otherwise. Awareness comes from honest self-reflections and our own internal reviews. Being honest with yourself is not one of our favourite pastimes, but it's critical if we want to deal with our fears. Dealing with our own bullshit gets easier if we're honest with ourselves. And then I guess one of those last things that we talk about is that we need to have a review and a monitoring process that keeps us steady in the face of our fears. Analysing actions, making required changes are all part of keeping and holding our fears and doubts at bay. Keep them at arm's length. Honest reviews, honest reflection. Honest reflection drives corrected actions to driving the right results for us. So honest reflection drives corrected actions. It's like that concept of legacy that we spoke about last week. Understand what sort of legacy it is. Check back on how you're living your days and make the necessary adjustments. To deal with fears, what I do is this. I create a desire by knowing what I want. I build a commitment based on that desire. I foster my courage to take that first step. And I use awareness to deal with myself. And I have a process that allows me to monitor my progress. I have the courage to fail, because ultimately that helps me succeed. Put away your doubts, put away your fears, stand up for you. Stand up for the life that you want to live, not the life you settle for, not the life you believe that others want you to have. Live the life that you want to live. Now, we have fear for valid reasons. It keeps us safe when we're under genuine threat. But when it keeps you bound, you've got to fix it. So just again, think about this. Put away your doubts. Put away your fears. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for the life that you want to live, not the life that you settled for.
Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause. Back to Coach Curl.
Hey there and welcome back. I mentioned briefly at the beginning of this podcast about the new project called the Dumb Leaders Handbook. And believe it or not, the Dumb Leaders Handbook is actually a better leadership project. It's a better leaders project. It's designed about dissecting the mistakes and the errors that leaders make, that I've made, that I've seen others make, and giving people strategies, support and advice on how to deal with that and how to become a better leader. So it's actually about becoming a better leader. And we do that by sharing the stories from the dumb. So we create a bit of what I would call edutainment, a little bit of entertainment with a lot of education. So the Dumb Leaders Handbook is now live. And it's a project that I'll be updating weekly, whether it's through the podcast, the Dumb Leaders podcast, or through articles online. And we look at dumb leaders in the news. We look at dumb leaders from my experience. We look at dumb leaders throughout history. So we've got stories there to keep everyone happy, I guess. We also have a better leaders category, and we've got some really smart people writing some really great stuff in relation to better leaders. So that's my latest project. But I want to share another project that we know will see the light of day during November. And it's a new online magazine site that we've called Towards a Better You. And Towards a Better You is wholly and solely about you. It's happier, healthier, better you. And if you really want to get in, and we're looking for people to get involved. We're looking for people to come and write, share their videos, share things that they see that inspires them every day. So that's a project that we're currently working through right now, Towards a Better You. And we want you to be part of that. So for any personal trainers out there that want to sign up and write for us, if there's any nutritionists that want to share some healthy recipes, if there's any people who have taken steps to improve their life, we want to hear about it, because we really want to share this and use this community platform to really make some change within individuals' lives. You know, We know that if people are happier, healthier and better, they will lead a better life. And that's what Towards a Better You is all about. So if you want to be involved, you can't check it out because it's not online. We've just got an under construction page at the moment. But head on over to coachcurl.com and use the contact page there and let us know if you're interested in joining the team. We're looking for writers. We're looking for people who've have YouTube channels. We're looking for people that do podcasts, whatever it is. We want to be able to use this as another part of your distribution network to help people become better in what it is that they do. So towardsabetteryou.com will be the URL when the website goes live, which we believe will be in sometime in November. So I'd love for you to check that out. I'd love for you to come on board, and you can do so now just by going to coachcurl.com, going to the contact page and sending us your contact details and how you would like to get involved in Towards a Better You.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
It's been a rainy couple of days here in Brisbane since the weekend. So it's there's a lot of people that are sluggish, that are loving the rain. The ground is really soaking it up. but there's a lot of people getting a little bit housebound, I would suggest. So it's always wonderful getting a bit of rain. It really does give the world a bit of a cleanse. But we wouldn't mind it clearing up. We're heading into summer now, and there's a lot of outdoor living to do. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget, we are sponsored by Think and Grow Business, where we improve the performance of people in business. Check it out at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. We always support Carter's Cause, a wonderful organization. We'd love to see your support. Check it out, carterscause.org.au. And don't forget, seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. It's a selection of stories, sayings, and strategies that will help you take steps in your life to make your life the life that you want it and need it to be. So that's it for another week. This is the Coach Call podcast. We're signing off, and don't you forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. Until next week, I'll see you then. Bye.